That was Geronimo by Shepherd. And now you've had some musical interlude, we'll get underway with the Pluto Review. There's been quite a storm in the student paper this week, especially following the front page story regarding homophobic leaflets posted through students' doors only days before the Preston Pride Festival. Now, apparently these leaflets were distributed on Plungington Road, which I live on, and we never got them through, but they've caused quite a fuss. Isaac has the paper in front of him right now. There should be a minister who was commented on this topic, saying how disappointed he was with the people who did it. Well, obviously,
just to begin for our listeners, what we'll do is we'll just read out the statement that was posted through doors on Plunkington Road. So it says homosexualism. A summary. Homosexuality is not natural. It has never been and it never will be. God created man and woman for their mutual compatibility and for the procreation of children.
May I just add, this is not the opinion of Frequency Radio, if you've just tuned in.
No, but this is what was posted through people's doors, just so you know. And since the next section goes on to say, since the fall of man, i.e. the original sin, human sexuality has become corrupted and distorted, like every other human faculty. Man is not as he should be.
So, in short, it's quite disgusting, especially considering the Preston Pride Festival is so well celebrated, and it's supposed to be a happy kind of event for people to just embrace who they really are, and especially with LGBT students so widespread in the university, this is a blatant kind of breach of human rights, I'd say.
I suppose it's what it is taken into question, you know, whose opinion is most valued here. I mean, it almost seems as though that they're pushing across their own opinion here rather than respecting that of others. You know, is it right that they pronounce their own opinion as, you know, perhaps better? Or are they even doing that? You know, are they just making a statement? You know, are they just trying to make their opinion known?
Yeah, I think the leaflets that have been posted through doors, it's obviously a kind of in-your-face, this is what I feel. There's no kind of debate up for discussion, is there? They've kind of tried to quote it in a biblical way, but really it's got nothing to do with modern world now.
Nick Sanderson, the UCLan LGBT representative, actually said, it's all about opinion. You can't stop it happening, but it depends how it's done. It's really not nice, but that's what Pride is here for, to challenge that kind of behaviour. I suppose there he's sort of saying that, you know, it's expected, and that's why these Pride events happen, because at the moment lesbian, gay and bisexual relationships, as well as, you know, transgender, aren't necessarily in the norm, and so they need maybe that extra kind of publication, that putting out there, which is what the gay Pride's all about. And perhaps he's also saying that, you know, there's going to be a backlash because of that, because it is, you know, maybe not something that people see every day.
I think it probably should be, though, now in 21st century life. It's everywhere, and this behaviour now in our modern-day society is just disgusting. And I think, really, action should be taken against these people who have distributed the leaflets. What is your opinion, Isaac Cole?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, personally, it's not something I'd particularly like to see turn up on my doorstep. It feels a bit... bit like when mum tells you to clean your room and you're like, oh, how dare you? How dare you do this? It's something that's being forced upon you. You don't necessarily, you know, want to take into account. I don't know quite what I'd have made of it as a person supporting Pride. I don't have particular strong views on the subject, I must say. But I suppose for someone that does, it could have been quite controversial.
I do think our generation is more accepting now of it, as we've grown up with it all around us, whereas others may be not so much, as that has pointed out to us all in this incident.
Now, weren't we going to use a Twitter hashtag today so people could kind of give us a bit of feedback on what we're talking about?
Yes, we were. The hashtag for this show is First on Frequency.
I'm just getting up now, so if you've got any strong views or opinions on the leaflets posted through doors that were, you know, claimed to be against homosexuality, then please send us your tweets.
Please do. Now, our second discussion point is that 49% of students rely on their family for money, but who is to blame?
Well, You know, maybe it's that dependency. You know, mum giving too much pocket money to begin with, or dad. You know, we're not being sexist here either way. It might be mum, it might be dad that gives you pocket money, but perhaps someone's been treated too much to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Personally, university fees are extortionate now at £9,000 a year. How are we as young people just fledging our wings into the world supposed to afford this whole new life, housing, rent, food, going out, socialising, of course, etc., with just the smart money that we can get from loans and grants? Personally, I do rely on some kind of income from family. It's difficult not to. I think most of the people on my course in my year group all do, to some extent. What's it like for year ones?
I think, as a fresher myself, I would probably say that I've not actually been too bad. I was a bit scared kind of when I came to uni as to, you know, what I thought would happen. You know, there was always that myth of, well, it's not so much a myth for some people, but taking your washing home, you know, not being able to cook, there being all sorts of problems, fires. I mean, I know we have seen a fire, but that was an isolated incident over at one of the private halls. Despite that, I mean, I've not had a problem with washing, I've not had a problem with cooking, and, you know, I've been cooking flat meals. So, you know, it's not been too bad relying on parents. And when it comes to money, I think it's, you know, as long as you, you know, take care of your budget and you know what you're spending on, don't have too many nights out at Factory or Evoke, you know, you can get by okay.
What would your tips be then to new people coming up this next year? Considering you've budgeted so well, what advice would you give them?
Well, I don't know if I've budgeted very well. I don't know who can be the judge on that. But considering that, you know, there is the possibility that I am, I would say perhaps draw up, just sit down, you know, look at how much money you've got between now and January, which is when your next student loan payment should go in. Divide that up between the weeks, so you know how much you've got per week. And then, you know, after that, you're kind of looking at, you know, splitting that budget up to, you know, your shopping, because you need to make sure you've got food in the house. I know some people like to have takeaways, but, you know, you can't really afford to do that, or at least not every day.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we all like a cheeky pizza from, you know, Pizza Express or somewhere like that. But I'd say don't make a habit of it. You know, make sure you've got your portion of your budget for your food, portion for going out, and you take into account, you know, other bits you're going to spend your money on. So there's not that surprise thing at the end of the week, end of the month, that catches you out. So you have to go, Mum, Dad, bail me out.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to add, shop at Aldi. It's pretty great there for prizes. So give us your opinions on First on Frequency, #on Twitter.
We look forward to hearing your thoughts.